Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going to be looking at something that can make or break your sleep experience, and that is the Puffy Lux mattress warranty. You know, listeners are really interested in this, so you shared with me some research. It's an article from mattressadvisory.org called How to Avoid Voiding a Puffy Lux Mattress's Warranty. So let's just jump right in and break this thing down. Before we get started, a quick reminder to check out the show notes for an exclusive discount on the Puffy Lux. Okay, so over to you. What are some of the highlights of this article?
Right off the bat, the article dives into what makes this mattress so special and why it's worth protecting your warranty. The Puffy Lux is known for comfort support and its cooling technology, not to mention the hypoallergenic cover, which is great for allergy sufferers.
Okay, so we're talking about a pretty popular mattress here, something you don't want to accidentally void the warranty on. Let's get into that. What are some of the things that the article says are the biggest no-nos when it comes to voiding the warranty?
Yeah, the article highlights three major things that can void your warranty: using or storing the mattress improperly, causing physical damage, and then also exceeding normal wear and tear. The first one, improper use, is interesting because it's something most people don't even think about.
Give me an example. What exactly do we mean by improper use?
So the article specifically mentions using an uneven or incompatible bed frame. It seems like a small detail, but it can put stress on the mattress and lead to premature wear and tear, like a house on a shaky foundation. You need a good base for the mattress to last. The Puffy Lux, particularly like the hybrid model, it's designed for even weight distribution, so a solid base or slats that are no more than 2.75 inches apart are crucial.
Okay, so bed frame choice more important than we think. What about physical damage? I feel like accidents happen, especially in a busy household.
Absolutely, but tears, burns, or stains, those things are not covered under the warranty. That's where the article really emphasizes a waterproof mattress protector. It's like insurance for your mattress. It's a small investment that can save you big time down the line.
Makes sense. What about wear and tear? Mattresses, they soften over time naturally, right? So where's the line between normal use and something that would void the warranty?
The article addresses that. It states that indentations that are less than 1.5 inches are considered normal and are not a defect. So if you see some slight dipping, don't panic. It just means that the foam is adapting to your body over time. But anything beyond that, you'll want to contact Puffy.
Okay, good to know. So we've covered what not to do. Let's flip the script. What are some proactive steps to keep that warranty valid and ensure that our Puffy Lux is going to last for as long as possible?
We already touched on one, investing in a good quality waterproof mattress protector. That seems to be the golden rule in the article. Beyond that, it comes down to using the right foundation and keeping things clean. We talked about the importance of a solid base or closely spaced slats for your bed frame.
Right, the uneven frame issue.
Yeah.
But what about adjustable bases? Are those a go or no-go with the Puffy Lux?
Adjustable bases are definitely compatible. But the article does caution against uneven support, even when you're using an adjustable base. So basically, if any part of the mattress is unsupported or hanging off the edge, it could lead to sagging, and that might not be covered by the warranty.
Interesting. So even with adjustable bases, you have to be mindful of how you're positioning that mattress. What about cleaning? Any advice there?
The article advises against using any harsh chemicals or too much moisture when you're cleaning the mattress. Those things can damage the materials. A damp cloth with some mild soap should be enough to spot clean. And of course, regular vacuuming helps to keep things fresh and dust mite free.
Got it. Gentle cleaning is key. Any other big don'ts when it comes to Puffy Lux care? What are some common mistakes people make?
Well, the article highlights a few things that seem obvious but are worth repeating. First, use the mattress for its intended purpose. Sleeping and resting. That means no jumping on the bed, don't use it as storage, and don't drag it across the floor when you move. All those things can cause damage that isn't covered.
Okay, so no trampoline practice. Or impromptu forts on the Puffy Lux. Makes sense.
Yeah.
What about moving it? What's the best way to avoid damage during a move?
Well, the article doesn't go into specifics about that, but it does emphasize careful handling. I imagine using proper lifting techniques and maybe wrapping the mattress for protection. Those would be smart moves. Dragging it across rough surfaces is definitely a no-no.
Right, that makes sense. So we've talked a lot about preventing damage, but what happens if something does go wrong?
Yeah.
And you need to file a warranty claim? What does the article say about that process?
Well, it seems like Puffy has a pretty straightforward process. The article says that if you encounter a covered issue, like excessive sagging beyond that 1.5 inch threshold we talked about, or a flaw in the cover, then you would document the problem with photos or videos and submit that along with your purchase details. through their website.
Okay, so documentation is key. What about their customer service? What's the general experience like when dealing with warranty claims?
From what the article describes, Puffy has a reputation for excellent customer service. Their team is known for quick and helpful responses, and they often offer free replacements for valid claims, so you can feel pretty confident they'll take care of you.
It's great to hear. So it sounds like they're really committed to making things right for their customers. So we've covered a lot of ground here. What voids the warranty? How to keep it valid? How to file a claim? What about those less obvious things that people might mistakenly assume are covered?
Yeah. The article does touch on some of those common misconceptions. For example, allergic reactions to the materials. Those aren't covered. Which makes sense if you think about it. Everyone's body is different. And how you react to certain materials is unique to you.
Right. You can't really hold the mattress company responsible for individual sensitivities. Any other examples of things that might not be covered?
Cosmetic imperfections that don't affect the mattress's performance are another example.
Yeah.
Like a slight variation in the stitching, that wouldn't be considered a warranty issue, as long as it doesn't impact how the mattress functions, you know?
Makes sense. What about that new mattress smell? Some people are really sensitive to odors. Is that something Puffy would address under the warranty?
It's a valid concern, and the article does mention that those natural foam odors aren't covered either. It's important to remember that Puffy uses CertiPure US certified foams, meaning they're free of harmful chemicals. But that new mattress smell is often just from the manufacturing process, and usually it dissipates over time.
Good to know. Speaking of things that can affect a mattress, what about damage caused by pets or kids? You know, those little claws and spills can be a disaster.
The joys of pet and kid ownership. Unfortunately, the article makes it clear that damage from pets or children is not covered, which again highlights the importance of that mattress protector.
Right, that mattress protector is starting to sound like a must-have. So let's say someone decides the Puffy Lux isn't for them, maybe during that trial period they offer.
Yeah.
What does the article say about returns?
That's a really crucial part of the process. The article stresses the importance of understanding that trial period. And what's expected, if you do decide to return the mattress, it's your chance to really put the mattress through its paces and see if it's the right fit for how you sleep.
Are there any specific conditions the mattress needs to be in for a return to be accepted? I'd imagine a stained or damaged mattress wouldn't be eligible.
You're absolutely right. The article is very clear that the mattress has to be clean and free of any damage to be eligible for a return. Again, that mattress protector really proves its worth here.
Okay, so keep it clean, protected. And within that trial period window, what's the actual return process like with Puffy? Is it a hassle?
This is where Puffy's commitment to customer service really comes through. They're known for making the return process really smooth and painless. They even offer free returns, so you don't have to worry about any extra shipping costs.
Wow, that's impressive. It sounds like they're going above and beyond to ensure customer satisfaction. Even if someone ultimately decides that the mattress isn't the right fit.
Exactly. The article highlights that Puffy really tries to make every customer feel valued and secure, both during that trial period and beyond. It's a nice reminder that you're not just buying a mattress. You're investing in a company that seems to genuinely care about your sleep experience.
I love that perspective. You know, we've been really deep diving into the nitty-gritty of this warranty, but it's important to step back and look at the bigger picture. What does all this mean for the average person considering the Puffy Lux?
Well, at its core, it's about peace of mind. Knowing that your investment is protected, that you have options if things don't work out, and that the company stands behind its product. All of those factors contribute to a better overall sleep experience, don't you think?
Absolutely. It takes the pressure off and lets you relax and really enjoy that new mattress feeling.
Yeah.
So it's not just about the fine print. It's about the confidence and peace of mind that comes with making an informed choice.
Precisely. And that confidence can lead to better sleep. Yeah. Which is vital for our well-being.
Well said. So for those listening who are considering the Puffy Lux, it sounds like they're in good hands. But as always, it's crucial to do your own research and understand the details. We've provided a good starting point here. But be sure to check the official warranty information on Puffy's website for the most up-to-date details.
Excellent reminder. Always best to go straight to the source. Now, before we move on, I want to circle back to a point we touched on earlier, the idea of using the mattress for its intended purpose. The article is very specific about this, cautioning against using it for anything other than sleeping and resting.
Right. No impromptu trampoline sessions.
Yeah.
Or late night work sessions propped up in bed with a laptop. But why is this point so strongly emphasized?
It seems to tie into the bigger picture of how we use our mattresses today. With so many people working from home, the lines between work life and personal life are blurred, and our mattresses are being used for more than just sleep these days.
That's a really insightful observation. The mattress has almost become a multi-purpose piece of furniture for some. But as we've learned, that multi-purposing could come at a cost if it voids the warranty.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder if mattress companies will need to adapt their warranties in the future to reflect these evolving lifestyle trends. It's something to keep an eye on.
Definitely. Maybe we'll need a whole separate deep dive on that topic. But for now, let's focus on what we can control, taking good care of our Puffy Lux mattresses and making sure we're getting the most out of that warranty.
Absolutely. And speaking of getting the most out of your Puffy Lux, don't forget about that exclusive discount we mentioned earlier. Be sure to check the links in the show notes. It's a great opportunity to experience the Puffy Lux for yourself. Now, before we wrap up this section, I have one final thought-provoking question for our listeners.
Okay, lay it on me. What's the brain teaser for today?
Well, think about all the factors that can affect a mattress's lifespan. We've discussed the obvious ones: spills, stains, physical damage, and proper support. But what about the things we don't often consider? Things like body heat, humidity, even the air quality in our bedrooms.
That's a great point. We often overlook how much our environment can impact our mattresses.
Exactly. It highlights the complex relationship between a mattress and its surroundings, and how all those factors play a role in its longevity and performance.
It's almost like a mattress isn't just a passive object. It's constantly interacting with its environment and the person sleeping on it.
I love that analogy. It really elevates the idea of mattress care to a whole new level.
It's about taking a holistic approach to your sleep environment and understanding how all the elements work together.
Well said. I think that's a perfect note to end on. We've covered a lot of ground today, and I'm confident our listeners now have a much deeper understanding of the Puffy Lux warranty and how to make the most of their investment.
Agreed. And before we wrap up this deep dive entirely, I want to emphasize one last time the importance of doing your own research and checking the official warranty information on Puffy's website.
Absolutely. While we've tried to be as thorough as possible, it's always best to go straight to the source for the most up-to-date details.
And speaking of sources, while you're on Puffy's website, don't forget to check out that exclusive discount we mentioned earlier. The links are in the show notes. So grab that deal and experience the Puffy Lux for yourself.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sleep well.
It seems Puffy has a pretty straightforward process. The article mentions that if you encounter a covered issue, like, say, excessive sagging, you know, beyond that 1.5-inch threshold, or a flaw in the cover or something, you would just document the problem with some photos or videos and then submit that along with your purchase details through their website.
Okay, so documentation is key. What about Puffy's customer service? What's the general experience like when dealing with warranty claims?
From what I read in the article, it seems like Puffy has a really good reputation for excellent customer service. They're often praised for quick and helpful responses, and they often offer free replacements for valid claims.
That's fantastic.
Okay.
It sounds like they're committed to making things right for their customers. So we've covered what voids the warranty, how to keep it valid, and how to file a claim. What about those less obvious things that people might mistakenly assume are covered by the warranty?
Yeah, the article does touch on some common misconceptions. For instance, allergic reactions to the materials aren't covered, which makes sense when you think about it. Everyone's body is different.
Right. You can't really hold the mattress company responsible for individual sensitivities. Are there any other examples?
Well, cosmetic imperfections, like, you know, that don't affect the mattress's performance. Those aren't covered either. So let's say there's a slight variation in the stitching. As long as it doesn't affect how the mattress functions, it's not a warranty issue.
Okay, that makes sense. What about that new mattress smell? Yeah. Some people are sensitive to those odors.
Right. It's a valid concern. And the article does mention that those natural foam odors, they aren't covered either. Puffy uses CertiPR US certified foam, so they're free of harmful chemicals. But that new mattress smell, it's really just a byproduct of the manufacturing process, and it usually goes away over time.
Good to know. So speaking of things that can affect a mattress, what about damage caused by pets or kids?
Ah, yes, the joys of pet and kid ownership. Well, unfortunately, the article makes it clear that any damage from pets or children, that's not covered by the warranty, which, again, just highlights the importance of that mattress protector.
Right, the mattress protector really seems essential. So let's say someone buys a Puffy Lux and they decide it's not for them. Maybe during that trial period they offer, what does the article say about returns?
It's a crucial part of the process. The article really emphasizes the importance of understanding the trial period and what's expected if you decide to return the mattress.
Are there any specific conditions the mattress needs to be in for a return?
Absolutely. It has to be clean and free of any damage.
Okay, so keep it clean, protected, and within that trial period window. What's the actual return process like?
Puffy's known for making returns really easy. They even offer free returns.
Wow, so it sounds like they're really going above and beyond to make sure their customers are satisfied.
Exactly. The article points out that Puffy really tries to make every customer feel valued. It's nice to know you're not just buying a mattress, you're investing in a company that cares about your sleep.
I love that. We've been focused on the details of the warranty. But what does this all mean for the average person considering the Puffy Lux?
At its core, it's about peace of mind. Knowing your investment is protected, that you have options if things go wrong.
Absolutely. It lets you relax and enjoy that new mattress feeling.
Exactly. And that peace of mind can even lead to better sleep.
That's a great point. For those listening who are thinking about getting a Puffy Lux, it sounds like they're in good hands. But it's always smart to do your own research. Be sure to check out the official warranty information on Puffy's website.
Yes. Always best to go straight to the source. Now, before we move on, I want to go back to something we talked about before. Using the mattress only for its intended purpose.
Right. No trampoline practice. Why is that so important?
It has to do with how we use mattresses these days. Lots of people are working from home, and the lines between work and personal life are blurred. So mattresses are being used for more than just sleep.
Yeah, that's true. But that can void the warranty.
Exactly. It makes you wonder if mattress companies will change their warranties in the future.
Maybe we need another deep dive on that. But for now, let's get back to how to care for the Puffy Lux.
Right, and don't forget about that exclusive discount.
Yeah, check out the show notes.
It's a great way to try out the Puffy Lux for yourself. Okay, so before we wrap up this section, I have a question for our listeners.
Okay, what is it?
We've talked about the obvious things that affect a mattress's lifespan, but what about things we don't always think about, like body heat, humidity, or even air quality?
That's interesting.
It shows how the environment can impact our mattresses.
It's like the mattress is interacting with its surroundings.
I like that.
It's a holistic approach to your sleep environment.
I think that's a perfect place to stop for now. We've covered so much about the Puffy Lux warranty.
I agree. And before we finish this whole deep dive, I want to remind everyone to do their research. Check the warranty information on Puffy's website.
Absolutely. It's always best to get the latest details from the source.
And while you're there, don't forget to check out that exclusive discount.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sleep well. You know, as we wrap up this deep dive into the Puffy Lux warranty, it occurs to me that this information is relevant, even beyond this specific mattress.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a lot of what we talked about today, the principles, they apply to any mattress purchase, really. Understanding the warranty, knowing how to care for your mattress, being aware of the things that can void it, those are all key to getting the most out of your investment, no matter what brand you choose.
Right, it's like mattress ownership 101.
Exactly. And if we want to zoom out even further, it's about being a smart consumer in general. There's so much marketing out there, it's easy to get lost in the hype and not pay attention to the practical details.
Especially with something as important as sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You really want to make sure you're making a decision that's going to benefit you for years to come.
Absolutely. That means understanding the warranty, the materials, the care instructions, all of it.
So this deep dive wasn't just about the Puffy Lux. It was about giving everyone the tools to make informed choices about their sleep.
Exactly. It's about taking control of your sleep destiny, one informed decision at a time.
I love that. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. We've covered a lot, from the Puffy Lux warranty to mattress care in general, and even consumer awareness.
It's been a great conversation. Hopefully our listeners found it helpful and got them thinking.
I'm sure they did. And as always, we encourage you to keep the conversation going. You can leave a comment or connect with us on social media.
Yeah, we love hearing from you.
Now, before we go, one last reminder about that exclusive discount on the Puffy Lux. Check the show notes for all the details.
It's a great chance to try it out for yourself.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Sleep well.